Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're telling you everything you need to know about breastfeeding. My guests are Dr. Michael Young. She is a neonatologist with Howard University Hospital. Rachel Lloyd, she's a breastfeeding peer counselor from Children's National Medical Center here in Washington, D.C. And Calandra Tibbs, senior advisor with the National Association of County and City Health Officials. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before the break, we were talking to Shelley. And Shelley was talking about some of the, you know, the social and cultural issues that have given breastfeeding pushback. And I think, you know, one of the things that needs to be addressed, the elephant in the room, is that there are so many people, you know, Rachel, and you're certainly welcome to address this, that see breastfeeding as a sexual thing instead of as a natural thing as it relates to feeding newborns. Can you talk to me about that?
Well, yes, definitely. We see that a lot, especially with the mothers that we deal with. We deal with a lot of, you know, black mothers in the Anacostia area, and we see that they are not comfortable with their breasts being out, and they find that it's because people view it as sexual. And what we're trying to do is to bust that stigma that breasts are sexual and that they're food. That is something that you use to feed your baby. And even my children have a little issue when I do it. When I pull it out for my 5-week-old baby, they say, "Mom, can you cover yourself up?" But then I educate them, as I would anyone else who said anything about it, about why it's okay. My baby gets hot. It's 90 degrees outside and you have a cover over your baby and they're drenched in sweat trying to eat. It's not comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's not comfortable for you or that baby. So we try and educate people rather than, you know, make it a negative thing, because it's very positive. And making it sexual, I mean, that's all that we've been pushed, is that breasts are sexual, but they're not. They're actually food. Our body produces our human milk for our human children. And that's what we should give them.
And I know, and Shelley, thank you so much for bringing that issue up. I know that also in more recent times, businesses have begun to open up or create lactation rooms, because in the past, and I remember, you know, with my daughter's 19, but, you know, there were times when her mother, when she was working, had to go to the bathroom to pump, and I want to talk about pumping too for those who aren't familiar with that, but also if our daughter was with her at the time, that she would have to go into the bathroom. And what we've heard now a lot of is that, you know, well, they make women go into the bathroom to nurse, but you wouldn't eat in the bathroom. So
it's not sanitary at all.
Now there's laws, I mean, in some workplaces that prevent that from happening, where there has to be workplace accommodations for moms who want to pump breast milk at work, allowing for them to have a safe, clean place. There's requirements on room size, having sink, refrigerator, and, you know, other accommodations that allow them to safely, in a clean space, not in a bathroom, not next to a toilet, not next to someone else going to the restroom, where they can express breast milk. So we've come a long way, but women, families have to be able to advocate for that. So a lot of times there may not be a lot of women in the workplace that are breastfeeding, but you have to advocate for what's right for you in order for you to continue breastfeeding.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Nicole calling from Hyattsville. Thanks for calling, Nicole. What's on your mind?
Hi, how you guys doing?
Just fine.
So I currently have a 7-week-old baby.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. And I'm breastfeeding her because, you know, where I come from, it's like a big deal to breastfeed your kids. We don't do formula because nobody can afford that. But coming to the United States is more of a formula than the breastfeeding. But now that I'm back to work, my job don't really create, you know, time for, you know, for you to pump. So it reduced my production of the milk.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes I just go into the car, I have to buy like a car adapter so I can, you know, pump in my car because we don't have like a lactation room.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I, you know, increase the production of milk, you know, since I just pump like once maybe like 15 minutes in an 8-hour shift before I go home to breastfeed again.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor, talk to me real briefly, first of all, about what we mean when we say pump for those who aren't initiated, and then please go ahead and answer the question.
Sure. We're really talking about expressing breast milk, and you can do it with the hand pump. It's a under your wrist, it's always with you just in case you don't have an electric one. But there are manual pumps and electric pumps that help mothers to express their milk. What we ideally, in like this young lady's situation, we would hope that she'd have a double cup. That means you're pumping both breasts at the same time. And if you did that for 15 minutes, that usually brings the hormone levels up similar to the baby at the breast. It would be great if you could do twice in that time frame. First of all, I can congratulate you for continuing to pump. If your place of employment, though, has more than 50 people, they are supposed to provide a space for you. Have you asked them for a place to pump?
Yes, I actually did talk to the boss, asked her about, I need a lactation room. I don't have to be going to my car to pump. And, you know, she said she's working on that. But from what I've heard, you know, I wasn't the first mom there. And mm-hmm. she never, you know, provided that, you know, comfort for nursing mothers that work for her. And, you know, it's a big deal.
I would have to check the Maryland laws. I know in the District of Columbia, the district also has a law in addition to the federal one that backs it up. And I don't really remember whether Maryland has that same process. There is a breastfeeding coalition in Maryland that you can check with. But for your immediate process, if that's what you have and you can do the pumping, fine. When you get home, maybe pumping a little bit extra, after the baby feeds, to pump maybe an hour after that if you can, if you're not too tired. That extra pumping will help the breast know to make more milk. But sometimes we have to recognize the situation where we are in. And if you have to wean away that time at work, but you can still continue to pump to feed at home. There are a lot of things the breast will do if we allow it to adjust to that. So hand express in between. You may not need to do an electric pump in the car. You may be able to. You might not want to do the bathroom, but that may be where you would need to go just so you can get some of the milk out. And that lets the body know that it needs to continue to make milk.
Okay. Nicole, good luck to you, and thank you so much for calling. Calandra, did you want to make a comment?
I did want to make an important comment. 1 in 4 women are returning to work within 2 weeks after delivery. Mm-hmm. That is an important number to think about. So if women are returning to work and they don't have these accommodations, it makes it even more harder for that woman to continue to breastfeed or reach her breastfeeding goals. So it's important that you advocate where, know the laws, advocate for the resources to be able to help you continue to breastfeed. And then if you've gone to the limits of where you can go, find a breastfeeding coalition or breastfeeding groups, breastfeeding support groups that can help you identify how to get the resources that you need to support you in your breastfeeding efforts. This is very important, particularly for low-income women, women in service industry. Those accommodations aren't always made.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Everything you need to know about breastfeeding your newborn. Let's go to Harumi calling from Woodbridge, Virginia. Harumi, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks. I have a 6-month-old and I'm breastfeeding, but I had such a hard time getting it started. It hurted like hell.
Mm-hmm.
So I called a lactation specialist and it was $300 for her to see me, so I couldn't do that. Is there somewhere that I can go for like support and help without having to pay this much money?
What area are you in?
Woodbridge, Virginia. I was living in another place.
We actually offer free services at Children's National through the East of the River Lactation Support Center. It's by the big chair. And there we offer consultations free of charge there.
How can she get information about that? Where can she find that information?
She can go to the Children's National website, and she can find that.
Okay. She can also go to the D.C. Breastfeeding Coalition website, dcbfc.org. The link is there for the East of the River site, as well as some other lactation sites that may be closer. Howard has the National Breastfeeding Support Center here. They can come.
Then. Yeah, she's in. Yeah, she's in, and you said it's dcbfc.org. And I'm quite sure that, D.C. doesn't have a monopoly on the kind of support services that you would need regarding nursing. And so certainly there probably are some resources, that are closer to you. And I think, you have to kind of use Google and figure out where you can find some support services in your community. And I say that because my daughter was born in Buffalo, New York, and that was 19 years ago, and there were free services there.
I would also say reach out to your local health department. Identify what local public health resources are in your community. And they, even if they don't provide those services, they should know about what's in the area that you can reach out to and get those free or reduced price services. Mm-hmm.
And WIC usually has peer counselors. They may, even if you're not a WIC recipient or qualified, they do have a network that can help you find some peer counselors that should be able to support you.
You know what? I just thought about something, Calandra. Your county health department, that would not be a bad place to start. Mm-hmm. Call the county health department. That's what they're there for. Ask them for, nursing resources. I'm sure they would have a laundry list of information and they could point you in the right direction. So congratulations again on your newborn, and good luck to you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk to Jarrell. Jarrell, you're taking the words out of my mouth, but go ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just wanted to add a different perspective. My wife and I, we had our daughter 2 years ago, and she was a preemie. And as a result of that, one of the things that came up was about the need for her to breastfeed and then also pump, because our daughter wasn't latching on. And one of the things I thought about was, how could I, as her husband, help and support her through this, because it was also a struggle for her. There were some things on her college campuses and that work where they provided some provisions, but those weren't always convenient to get to. They were always on the other side of campus, and so the timing to take off, take time to be able to pump multiple times within a day became a challenge and a struggle. And as we looked for many resources, I think one of your panelists, I believe we have found some resources on their website about places also in D.C. for a time where we visited D.C. where we could go and pump. And then it would give you the many different sites or locations that you could go to. And they also provided like some tools or different extra pieces or spare parts you could use to pump. But one of the things we have realized was, I know they offered us a lot of support for our daughter while we was in the hospital. But when it comes to WIC and those things.
Well, Gerald, let me see if my experts here can offer you a hand as far as what fathers need to do to offer some support.
Well, me personally, I've had 3 of my children were actually preemies, all under 4 pounds. And my husband, he did help by just being there. And, he would run some of the milk up to the hospital when I couldn't. And there's just support. Sometimes he would just sit there and talk to me, because sometimes men will feel like they're not contributing when feeding the baby, because mom is the food. But dads can definitely support, or partners can support mom by talking to them, rubbing their feet, anything that kind of gives you a connection. And even those night feeds sometimes, you can lay down with mom and baby, and you all can just have that moment together and relax.
Okay. Gerald, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. Need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about breastfeeding, including, you know, some of the speed bumps and difficulties that come along with nursing newborns. Lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment.